You're late. That'll be $50.
I'm kidding. Oh, so you are really new. You really think it works like that?
Well, actually, for some fine doms, but not me.
You can relax now. It was all in good fun.
Hey, look at me.
My God, your shoulders are tense. Let me have a squeeze to loosen them up a bit.
There.
There, see?
That's better.
Oh, you poor thing. You're practically shaking. I don't know why. It's okay. Oh.
Well, based on how you're acting, I'm surprised you were able to even show up.
I'm actually very impressed.
I'm not joking. I'm proud of you. I know our texts are fun and probably easier for you to handle, but meeting in person is a whole different ballgame.
I get that.
I, of course, want to make you feel comfortable. Tell you what, come over here and have a seat with me.
Come on, get over here.
You can lay your head on my lap and prop your feet up if you want. Or, do you want to sit on my lap?
I think you do.
No, you don't have to be shy about it. Come here. Come on. Sit right here. Drape your legs that way and lean your side into me.
Oh, you're sweet. That's the first smile I've seen from you.
That's more like it. Here, rest your head in my chest. It's okay. Let's just get comfortable, no?
You're just a little thing.
You just need some warmth and care. I got you, darling. My sweet seedling. Now, while you're getting comfortable, I can tell you the story of my first time meeting up with the sub.
Yeah, would you like that?
Okay.
Well, I was nervous. Was I going to be stern enough? Would he think I was worth their time and change?
What if I messed up? What if I blank on what to say?
Then he showed up. He was quiet and timid, could barely look at me in the eyes. It was rather adorable. I melted. I felt so sorry for him. Poor boy.
You kind of remind me of him, actually.
I became gentle, and instantly he looked at me in the most earnest way I have ever experienced. It was incredible. Right then and there, we bonded over something. We just wanted the other person to like us. And like me, he did. By the end of the night, he paid me double what we agreed.
$1,000.
I know. That gave me the confidence I needed. I felt hot as hell. Powerful. I love being nurturing. I love nurturing money out of men. It's not manipulation. I mean, you're here for a reason, right? You want this. Some men are so desperately in need of tenderness. They don't know how to give it to themselves, how to ask for it. So they'll jump through hoops like these to get it. And that's not to shame you, darling. I completely understand. It's just a little sad, that's all. I feel bad at times that they do have to go to these measures, but that's why I choose to be gentle about it. It's hard out there, but you see, some men, they don't deserve tenderness. They are stunted, let's say, and do bad things.
oftentimes disrespecting women in ways I don't appreciate. So I figure this balances things out. Plus, you're only here because you want to be, right? Because you love giving your hard-earned money to a woman who deserves it. To a strong, powerful, confident, and gentle woman like me. Anyway, I only take money from men who can afford it. I'm not a monster. And I will cut you off if you give me too much. I mean, I'll get ones that show up and are so eager from the get-go, so eager to be in my presence, to see me in the flesh, practically spilling money from their pockets from bouncing in excitement. It's very entertaining, actually. But sometimes I do have to put it back and tell them to come back in a couple of weeks. But you, I love sweet boys like you, who are so desperate for my attention that they're willing to overcome their nerves to meet me. It's incredibly endearing, sweetheart. So of course I want to make this as enjoyable for you as possible. And so far so good, I think, because in the last few minutes I noticed your heart rate has leveled out. Yeah, you just now noticed it, huh? I know. I'm good. Look at me, sweet boy. May I grab your face? Okay. Meet my eyes, honey. You are so precious. You know that? I'm very glad you made the decision to meet tonight. We are going to have a wonderful time together, okay? We are going to get up now, and I'm going to sit on the bed and guide you by your face to kneel before me. That's right, sweetheart. Don't you fret. I'm going to walk you through everything. Good boy. Ah, I will never get over this view. Now, whenever you are kneeling before me, you are to look down unless I instruct you otherwise. It's just respectful, dear. And whenever I give you an instruction, you say, "Yes, goddess." Let's practice. Look at me. Yes, goddess. Very good. I love when they are obedient. Oh. What a cute little smile you have. Here's a pat. When I say neutral, you go back to the original position, looking down. And when I say at ease, you may relax to your natural non-submissive position. That means it is safe to look me in the eyes without direct instruction. But you will always need to keep saying yes, goddess. Understand? Good boy. Neutral? Good that you looked down, but you forgot to say yes, goddess.
That will be $20.
I didn't say you could look up, dear. But it's okay. It's your first time. I'll go easy on you. Yes, whenever you misbehave, that is a fee, sweetheart.
Don't be shocked. There's more to this than just handing me the money.
It makes it more fun, I promise.
When you get out of line, when you are being a brat, when you come before I tell you to, yes, dear, that applies in person, too. But we will see if we get to that point in this session. Now, I want you to crawl to that nightstand and grab the notepad and pen the hotel provided. What do you say?
Good boy. With a good ass.
Good. Hold it by your mouth and crawl back into position.
Now you're
you're catching on. That's a good boy. Hand it to me. Ah, wait. Let me tell you how. Whenever you hand me anything, whether it be this notepad, money, your clothes, you are to hold it by both hands and extend your arms out to me with your head down. I know it sounds like a lot, but if it makes you feel better, I usually allow you to go to neutral shortly after. Great. Let's try it out. Hand the notepad. Good boy. You are such a fast learner. Now, get on your hands and knees and make a table for me. Perfect. I'm just going to use your little back to write my little message. Excellent. Neutral. Here you go. And now read it back to me. Exactly right. This wallet belongs to Goddess Karina. Tear off that sheet and put it in your wallet. Now hand me tonight's fee. That's right, $300. While you're at it, let me see that pretty little 50 in there. And 20 for earlier. Now, we aren't quite done here. For your first session, we won't go too heavy, but we should still have fun, right? Not that this hasn't been fun so far. You're a peach. Or should I say, a seedling. For Miss Nectarina. Scooch closer. All the way. I want your knees to be touching my feet. Good boy. Look up at my eyes. You like that view? Two big, beautiful tits in my gorgeous face in between. The face I am allowing you to look at, to admire. You're practically drooling, boy. Just in case you get any ideas, put your hands behind your back, dear. No touching tonight. Just close your eyes and focus on my hand rubbing the back of your head, playing with your hair, rolling your neck around. That's right. Relax and let me guide you, baby. Guide you right between my breasts. Pressing your face deep into my chest. Squishing your cheeks with my big tits. You like that, darling, don't you? It's warm in there, no? Put your hands back behind your back. You almost touched me, didn't you? Don't look so horrified. You were the one who broke from the grasp that I instructed you to do to avoid this from happening. Shh, darling, I know. I know it hurts how badly you want to touch me and to squeeze my breasts with your greedy hands. But my hands are greedier. And there goes another 50 for getting too tempted. You can make all the sounds you want. My punishments are always final. Let's try that again. Hands behind your back and keep them there. Feel my soft, full breasts suffocate you. Oh, that's better. Such a good boy. Tell me you love my breasts. Yes, I love your muffled voice. Tell me I am your goddess and you love worshipping me. Good. Say that you don't deserve me and even this is too much, so you are so very grateful. That's a good boy. You are so obedient. I love it, sweetheart. Come here. You can release your hands now. Let me grab that face. You did so good. Now, let me just get one good handful to check how well I did. My God, you are as hard as stone. That's going to hurt tomorrow. Good boy. I'm so glad you are turned on. That's my goal, honey. That seems like enough for this session. So you may be at ease if you like, but some of my seedlings like to remain submissive all the way until they leave. You did wonderful for your first session, and I'm really proud of you. Do you feel okay? A little overwhelmed. I know it's a bit to process, but just take some time for yourself tonight and reflect on our little evening together. It will help, I promise. And here's a water bottle to take on the road, dear. I'll walk you out. Good night, darling. Once again, you were so great. And when you get home, you are going to send me a tip for the lovely experience you had. Right, darling? Good boy. Run along now. I mean it, seedling. This is your order to send me a little gift. Can't wait to see how much you want to show me how worthy you really think I am. All of which I am deserving, because I am your goddess. Your Karina Nectarine.